today on Real Radio.
You are called by God. You've been commissioned to your ministry. You've got a ministry. There is no way, Christian, that you can be a Christian walking with God and not have a ministry. It just doesn't exist to not have a ministry.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called Your God Calling, Part 1, continues a series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah. I'm David Jay. Thanks for taking the time to spend some time with us here in God's Word. God called the prophet Isaiah primarily to the nation of Judah and to the city of Jerusalem. God wanted Judah to turn away from their sins and return to Him so that He could continue to bless them. Isaiah is also called the evangelical prophet of the Old Testament because God used him not only to share the good news of the coming Messiah, but also what will happen in the last days when Christ returns. In Isaiah chapter 5, we looked at how Isaiah delivers a poem to the people of Israel in the form of a parable. The poem is about a vineyard, which represents the nation of Israel. And God made this vineyard beautiful, plentiful, and safe. The Lord had expectations of a good harvest, but when the people rebelled against Him, God sent 6 judgments upon them. And when they still refuse to repent, well, they'll be captured and carried away by their enemies. Now in chapter 6, we'll see how we're all called to be saints and how much our calling and commission from God really matters. So today, Pastor Jack tells us that Isaiah never wanted to be a prophet of God. But when God called, Isaiah answered with, "Hear my Lord, send me." Our calling is designed by God Himself, and He wants to use us in dynamic ways. It grieved Isaiah to see the coming death of his nation. And like Isaiah, we should also grieve for our nation and how we've allowed America to turn away from God. And now, in his lesson called Your God Calling, Part 1, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Tonight, as we look to your prophet Isaiah in our study, that, Father, we would have ears to hear, and, Lord, that we would leave this place tonight. And I like using this word these days, radicalized for Jesus. If we're radicalized for Jesus, there's no weapon formed against us that can prosper. If we are radicalized for Jesus, those that come in contact with us come in contact with you. If we're radicalized for Jesus, we will love like you loved. We will be, Lord, holy like you are holy. We will be lights like you are light. We will be salt like you were salt. We will be true representatives of the kingdom of God if we are radicalized for Jesus. And Lord, I pray that you would do that starting with me. Lord, that we would so follow you that that influence would sweep this state and the nation. That we would give our hearts fully to you, Lord, and to no other. That you wouldn't be one on a list of 10, but you would be one on a list of 1. And Lord, that there'd be nothing or no one that would rival your position in our heart. So Father, we give ourselves to you tonight, and I pray, Lord, that you would deliver the message tonight. And it's in your name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Well, church, turn to the book of Isaiah tonight. Turn to chapter 6 of Isaiah tonight. As we are an exciting chapter of the book of Isaiah. I got to tell you, the next several weeks, you guys, Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah chapter 7, awesome stuff. Exciting stuff from the Word of God. Tonight, we're going to be looking at a message that the title, of course, comes out of this chapter, and that is Your God Calling. Your God Calling. I don't know how you hear that. I guess I could hear it a different ways. Like, your God calling, like your God calling you. Okay, yeah, we'll talk about that. Or your God calling. We'll talk about that as well. Your God calling matters as a Christian tonight. How does the chapter, Isaiah chapter 6, equate to our lives today? We're going to see how tonight. By the way, if you remember back in Isaiah chapter 1 when we got into this, we actually started the book of Isaiah with an introduction of chapter 1, and we used chapter 1 to go to where the book really begins. The book of Isaiah really begins in chapter 6. That's where it begins. It begins with chapter 6, and then you can go back and read chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, skip over 6, go to 7, because it begins with chapter 6, because it begins with the very calling and the commissioning of this unique and amazing prophet of God, Isaiah. God called Isaiah out of his culture, out of his local world. And I want to stress local world. He was in Judah. He was the prophet down in that region of the kingdom being divided. Israel to the north, the 10 tribes. Judah to the south, the 2 tribes out of the 12. And Isaiah is called by God. And being called by God, and I want you to be thinking this way. Don't divorce yourself from the ministry of Isaiah. Liken yourself to him. Isaiah was called by God and then commissioned to his ministry. You are called by God. You've been commissioned to your ministry. You've got a ministry. There is no way, Christian, that you can be a Christian walking with God and not have a ministry. It just doesn't exist to not have a ministry. See, what do you mean by that? I don't know what I mean by that, because your calling and commissioning is different than mine. Yours will be different than for the person next to you. But all of us are working together in the body of Christ now that we're saved, now that we're going to heaven. What are we doing? Are we twiddling our thumbs until we die of old age, heart attack, or the rapture? No, we are busy about our Father's business. That's what we're to be doing. And it's vitally important. God called him to a ministry. And he does the same thing with you and I. In fact, I'm going to ask you to write a flurry of verses down. Are you ready? Get your pen out. Get ready to write these down. God calls you, calls every one of us. Why? Because the Bible says that we are saints of God. Romans chapter 1, verse 7. I'll explain in a moment. Just write it down. Romans 1, 7. Paul wrote to the Roman believers, to all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 2. To the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. With all who are in every place, call on the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. Called to be saints. Ephesians 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. Colossians chapter 1, verse 2. To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are in Colossae. Philippians 1, 1. Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Jesus Christ, called or to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi. Saints. Listen, I know it's hard for you and I to grasp this, but it's biblically accurate, especially if some of you have been indoctrinated into Catholic theology. You're thinking in Catholic theology that someone has got to earn the stripes of being called a saint, don't you? That's the way you've been taught. You've been taught wrong. That's been invented by men. That is a human, Catholic Church creation, that you would reach a status of sainthood. Bunch of guys voting on you, people determining if you did enough miracles, and then somebody, they gather together and they declare sainthood. Did you know that's nowhere in the Bible? The Bible says if you have come to faith in Jesus Christ, you are declared to be a saint. What is that? Saint. What is that? It means that you have been sanctified by God, taken, watch, out of your, can I put it like it happened to Isaiah? Out of your local world and placed into a universal church. That's where you get the word Catholic, by the way. Did you know that? The word Catholic means universal church. The true universal church is not a membership at a church. It is believing in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That places you in the universal church of God around the world. Every believer, no matter what nation, what color, what kindred, tribe, tongue, or nation, the Bible says, right? If you've put your faith in Jesus Christ, the Bible says you are a saint, and that's hard for us to receive because we think saints walk in oil paintings hanging in museums with a little bit of a halo drawn in their heads with two fingers out there like this. And that's not what it means. It means that you've been washed by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, by coming to Him in faith. He's your Lord and Savior. You've been sanctified, that is set apart from this world and placed into His world. And you have been called and commissioned. You're a child of God. I am Saint Jack. When you see Lisa next time, will you remind her of that, please? No, I'm kidding. She told me yesterday, I forget what it was, but it was something like, you need to take out the trash, or something like that. It was something very common. And I was just, for some reason at that moment, thinking about Abraham. And I said, Lisa, I don't think Sarah ever told Abraham to take out the trash. And she did, you know, she just went like this. And I took out the trash. But we are saints. She's a saint. I'm a saint. You're a saint. Who says? God says. I'm not asking for you to call me a saint. And God says. I'm not going to argue with Him. The blood of Christ is, of course, the basis of not only our salvation, but our very calling. And I'm excited to bring this message tonight. I hope we get through the entire chapter tonight. It's only 13 verses, but it's pretty powerful stuff. Five times in just 13 verses, five times. What's mentioned here is mentioned in the New Testament five times. It's such a powerful chapter. But this is an emotional chapter for me in a way because of this reason. One thing, I guess, is because the first time I was ever asked to preach in a church, I was teaching our home Bible study when it started here in Chino Hills, but I was asked at the time by a Calvary Chapel pastor in Westminster, if I would come and do a Sunday morning service. After I picked myself off the floor from shock, I said yes to that. And I remember I was just sick to my stomach for the longest time. I felt like I was dying every day until that day arrived. I was so nervous and petrified. And I realize standing here right now before you guys in Isaiah 6, that's the chapter I taught on. And that was about 25 years ago. And to see and to think what God had in mind and what He wanted to do just blows my mind. And I'm grateful to Him, thankful. And it plays into the message tonight because you're going to hear from Isaiah about how he would have been the last one to volunteer for what was about to happen. And I understand that. I wouldn't have volunteered, but I felt strong biblically. In fact, I believe my Bible understanding overrode my emotions, that if I didn't obey this request, that I would be sinning against God. And I took that very seriously, and I still take it as seriously today. But I'm more emotional about the fact that as you read Isaiah chapter 6, this is the main reason. Because Isaiah was watching the death of his nation. And in these last 25 years, I've watched my nation go from life and vitality to nigh unto life support this night. For some of you who are young, you don't even know what I'm talking about. And I'm not even that old. But when I was growing up, man, it was a different America. I remember going to school as a non-believer. And we had prayer in school. Public school in Orange County. And we went to summer break. Back in those days, by the way, this can be a shock for some people. But everybody in the whole United States had summer off back in those days. We had 3 months off summer. Came back. And they just announced on the first day of school, oh, by the way, things change while you're away, and there'll be no more prayer in school. And I watched America go downhill from that start. And you don't have to take my word for it. You can just look at the rise of all of the calamities of school ever since we removed God from school. Not to mention the fact that we've just gotten dumber since. I mean, at breakneck speed. Back in those days, we could read. By the time we got out, you know, out of the fourth grade or fifth grade, we were reading, man. And it breaks my heart. Back in those days, there were politicians that ran for office and you actually trusted them because most of them were statesmen and not politicians. They would say things even that they believed to be true or that were true. They said things even if it cost them the election. Their convictions caused them to say it and they let the chips fall where they may, but that's what they believed. They didn't lie to you while they were campaigning. But that's not the main reason why I'm emotional tonight about this chapter. The main reason is the church and her pastors in America allowed America to come nigh into life support. It's the pastor's fault in America for the condition of this nation. It's the church's fault where America is tonight. And Isaiah is going to say to the nation, you've walked away from God. And it was a shock to him in light of all that he saw. And this is my heart's desire tonight, that what Isaiah saw, you and I see. Because if we see what he saw, we will never backslide. We will never play games with God. We will be hot on the heels of God, following him anywhere at any time. Because he is God in heaven above, and we are his people here on earth. So with Isaiah chapter 6 open on your lap, we see first of all in verses 1 to 4, your God calling, it is designed by God himself. Will you write that down in the first four verses? It's point number one. It is designed by God, your calling is, my friend, as it was with Isaiah. In the year that King Uzziah died, he says, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train or glory of his robe filled the temple. Imagine this. Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to the other, saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And verse 4, the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out. And the house was filled with smoke. The first thing that you want to see right now in your note-taking, jot it down if you would, is that your calling is designed by God himself. What do you mean, Jack? I mean this. Isaiah is a man just like you and I. We got to get that under our belt right now, people. We get a sense that God only works with super people. No, he doesn't. He uses people who are just like you and I. He wants to use you and I. And as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, God issues a calling. Listen, he loves you. That is no longer, that's not even being questioned. That's not the issue. That is a given. He loves you. And in your calling that he's placed upon you, in saving you, he did it for a dynamic and exciting purpose. If it was just to get you in heaven, watch this. If it was just to get you in heaven, the moment you had accepted Christ, you would have dropped dead and gone straight to heaven. Right? Think about it. Why are you still living after you accepted Christ? Because you have a calling on your life. Think of it. God wants to use you. And with that calling, we'll see in a moment that there's a commissioning with that. But the calling is designed by God. Last Sunday, we saw people in the three services accept Christ. And you know what? I had a privilege of praying with all three services by the end of the day. And I got to tell you, God is so amazing. Church, listen, you would have picked, listen, there were people from gangs that got saved. There were businessmen that got saved. There were moms that got saved. There were people from every walk of life that got saved, and they gathered under one banner, the name Jesus and the blood of Christ, and there is no way on earth you could have gotten the cross cut of those people, the lives they represent, you could have never gotten them to one room regarding any other topic under the sun. One name brought them all together. Why? Because God has more to your life than just salvation. He didn't save you to set you on a mantle or on a shelf or display you. He saved you and I because he's got a job for us to do. And Isaiah says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. King Uzziah was amazing. You studied him in the introduction of this book. He reigned for 52 years. Imagine having an awesome president that you respect and one that loves the nation and the people and defends your country for 52 years. A reformer and a one that was absolutely gifted to the people, and the people loved Uzziah. In fact, you know what? Outside of King David, Solomon, Uzziah, Israel's never had a king like him since. Did he have his flaws? Yes. But he was an amazing man of God. 52 years he led the nation. Can you imagine having a president for 52 years that was a good one? Imagine that. He says, listen, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Some scholars believe that the king's prominence over the nation stood in the way of Isaiah seeing the Lord. You know, there's a tendency we have that. I got to tell you right now, maybe it's different for you, but when Ronald Reagan was president, I didn't pray so much, I'll confess. You think, listen, those of you who are around in the early days, you know how long ISIS would have lasted with Ronald Reagan in office? Why are you laughing? You already know the answer. There couldn't have been one with Reagan in office. I didn't pray much because you felt safe. You felt like there was a man, by the way, he loved the Lord. You had to read about his life with him and Michael Reagan, his son, as he would teach Bible study at Palisades Church. Just up the coast here, north of LA Harbor. Michael Reagan said he would never miss a Sunday. He would drive from Santa Barbara every Sunday morning to his church to teach Sunday school. You felt safe.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called Your God Calling, Part 1. Thanks for joining us today, and there is a freedom in knowing that we don't have to earn our calling. Jesus has already paid the price. All we have to do is show up. Your God Calling, Part 1, is part of Pastor Jack's series called The God of Our Salvation, The Book of Isaiah, a series that brings to light the ministry of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, who shared with us the coming of Jesus Christ over 700 years before he was born. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. You know, Pastor Jack says we're all called by God for a purpose, but it's so important to start with the basics. That's why Pastor Jack has a selection on our website called Real Life Basics. The Real Life Basics videos are full of information about understanding the Bible, what it means to be a Christian, and how to grow in your relationship with God. Pastor Jack also walks us through questions about the Holy Spirit, about prayer, confession, and exercising your gifts, and a whole lot more. So head on over to our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Or even better, download the free Real Life mobile app onto your smartphone or tablet for immediate on-the-go mobile access. Did you know, by the way, there are a few great ways that you can support this ministry, even in ways that won't cost you a dime? You can be involved in eternal impact basically for no money out of your pocket. It's easy. You can start by telling your friends about this ministry. Then you can like Pastor Jack's Facebook page, subscribe to Pastor Jack's YouTube channel, or follow his Instagram. Pastor Jack really is quite active on social media, so you'll love keeping up with him and what God is doing through this ministry. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.